Howard, your permission. Parashat Matot Masay. The Gaon Mivilna says that really this Shabbat is Simchat Torah. The Torah really ends this week. Parashat Masay. Sefer Dvarim, the next book, was an optional to Moshe if he wants to say that. Moshe chose to say that. Hashem told him, you don't have to. You don't want to say your last speech. I will take all the mitzvot that appear in Sefer Dvarim, spread them around the Torah. The four Chumashim. And actually, the Gemara says Sefer Dvarim, if I may say, is different also in the spiritual power. The first four Chumashim, Hashem Himself is saying it. Sefer Dvarim, as it starts, Ele Advarim, Shedibar Moshe Kol Israel, Shechina Medaber B'tor Krono. Hashem spoke from Moshe's throat, but it's not Hashem said it. So actually, this week's parasha, this is the end. It's the end. The Torah is like a circle. It means like this. Let's say the last word of this six parasha, you go back to the beginning, Bereshit. It's not a story that ends. The story goes in a circle. It means there's always a connection between the last parasha to Sefer Bereshit. According to some Chachamim, well, it's going to be the same thing with the Tobracha, but according to Rabbi Vilna, that's what he said. Then here comes the last two parashiyot, the Shabbat. First one is Parashat Matot. So Matot will tell us, Moshe called the presidents of Am Yisrael, he told them, Zeh hadabar sheziva Hashem. This is Hashem told me to tell you, exactly this. What's the subject? Neder, a promise. And somebody does a promise, is to keep his promise. Of course, everything has its place in the Torah, but you have to know why all of a sudden, so-called, it's almost the last thing in the Torah, in this week, in this book, the law, special law that Hashem said to Moshe. Go collect Rashi HaMatot, the head of the tribes, and tell them, this is the halacha. The halacha is neder. After that, we don't find a direct mitzvah from Hashem as a command to us. It would appear next book. But so-called again, end of the Torah, neder. You know, neder is the last thing. So Hashem chose this promise to neder to be the last thing. And this is very, very important thing, neder. The way the Zohar explains to us something very, very important. Connect yourself to a special window upstairs called Bina in Kabbalah. But nevertheless, that's the Zohar. After that subject, the Torah continues. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu a disturbing command. Personally, you go and tell Am Israel that we're going to take revenge for Midian. And then you die. And why is it better to die? It's time for you to die or die. Hashem tied the death of Moshe to taking the revenge on the nation of Midian. Moshe comes to Am Israel and says, listen, everybody, please, hurry up. We have to go to Midian. And already they heard the rumors of Moshe told them, Moshe is going to die. So Moshe is going to die, we don't want to go. Moshe said, no, excuse me, you got to go, we have to do it. He said, what's important about it? Comes the Gemara and said a very disturbing statement. Even though in the Torah, a lot of times the Torah says, Vaidaber, he must say the word Vaidaber, he was saying, it's like a tough language. 9-7, Hashem would have said, Vayomer, Hashem said. Vayedaber means Hashem speaks to Moshe with a little bit of serious matter. Rama says, what happened? Rama says, well, Hashem is upset at Moshe Rabbeinu. So what happened? I said, look, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, Moshe, I want to ask you something. And last 2 weeks ago, Pashat Balak, when Am Israel, some of us, wanted to marry Gentiles, he didn't do nothing. Eventually Pinchas came, and he did an act, and because he did what he did, everybody's alive. How come he didn't do anything? How come you're quiet? By the way, Moshe, I want to remind you something. When you came down with the tablets and you saw the golden calf, you announced at the gate of the camp, who is for Hashem? And the tribe of Levi came to you and you told them, listen, don't be afraid of nobody. You go kill whoever participated in the golden calf. So at that time, all of Israel were not on your side. And maybe the opposite, but you took a position. And like a soldier, like an officer, like a policeman, he said, listen, let's not going to continue like this. You took the golden calf, you burn it, you ground it, you told people to drink the water. And here now, 2 weeks ago, you didn't do nothing. I'm very upset at you. The question is really why? How come? Hashem said it must be true. Now why didn't do anything? What happened? Must something happen? Why he did? He never approved it. He was very upset. Why did you stand firm? Hashem told him it's only Shevet Shimon, only tribe of Shimon did it. Why don't you stand up right away and tell everybody go kill him? Enough, enough is enough. Okay. And the Torah tells us, so they go to the war, Baruch Hashem, they come back. Next subject. That's not a mitzvah, a subject. Over 20% of Am Israel come to Moshe, tribe of Reuben and Gad, and say, Moshe, we not planning to go to Israel. We stay over here. And say, we're here, we have a lot of cattle, and see, we have a lot of grass over here, a lot of rain over there, excuse me. We stand here. Moshe tells them what? Sounds a repetition of the story of the spies that came back. And the spies said, Ezra is not good for us. And you're going to do the same thing? And that going to cause that all of Israel will say, okay, we're not leaving, we're not going also. So I don't understand Moshe. It's not the same. We don't say Ezra is not good. We say we have a cattle. They don't have a cattle. So, we have the right to stay over here because we don't want to find ourselves in a situation there's not enough grass for our cattle. Nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu is very upset and they come forward to him and say, Mr. Moshe, I want to tell you something. We are planning to go along with our brothers to conquer, to capture us, Israel. Not only that, we're going to be the Marines, we're going to be in the front. And we're going to stay until everybody will get his property. And it's going to take 14 years. We're not going back home. We're going to make sure everybody will have his territory. And we're not leaving. And Torah says, Moshe agreed. Okay. Moshe called his assistant, Yoshua, and Azar Cohen. He said, listen, they're not going to Israel. They're staying here. And he says, but, you know, the condition. If they're going to go in front of Israel and they're going to help to capture, they don't have to go. Well, what do you mean not to go? It's Mashiach. It's the Mikdash. When did he come out of Egypt? 3 days before we came out of Egypt, 2.4 million people said they're not leaving Egypt. They died in Choshech, Makat Choshech. 2.4 million Jews died in 3 days. Because they don't want to go to Israel. Okay. Here, Moshe, let them go. What do you mean they're going to go? Okay, so they're going to go, or they're going to fight. Listen, you didn't come out of Egypt to stay in Lebanon or in Syria. You came out of Egypt to go to Eretz Israel. So what do you mean? because it said we didn't go in the front? What does it mean exactly? It means nothing. Or she should have said, listen, very nice people, but that's not the reason I took you out of Egypt. I dragged you away for 40 years in the desert for what? Because you want to stay here? To answer, forget about it.
Perfect.
Moshe said, they're not leaving. Then half of the tribe of Manasseh came along and they said, we also are not leaving. Moshe said, okay, you don't have to leave. Doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't matter. What's the difference? If we start, instead of Bereshit, says so we have to go to find out the problem of our life. What's the problem of our life? The Torah tells a story, of course. The snake came to Chava, pushed her, convinced her, touched her, said, listen, eat from the tree. She gave Adam a Rishon, and that's the end of it. And that's why he's still in exile already for thousands of years. What happened? That's what happened. Says the Gemara, where was Adam HaRishon when the snake spoke to his wife? Where was he? Somebody speaks to your wife. You were just created 10 hours ago. And he talked against Hashem. He says, it's not about Hashem. He touched your wife. Where were you? The Gemara says, he took a nap. Worked so hard. He took a nap. I went to take a nap. While he was taking a nap, that will happen. It means the cause of this downfall of this world is a nap. If he would be alive, this thing would not have dared come talk to Chava. He wouldn't talk to Shnara about Hashem. They would not eat from the tree. Nothing. Perfect. Okay. Continues the Torah. Eventually, one day, Cain decided to bring a sacrifice to Hashem. The Torah emphasized, Hevel, he also did it. What do you mean, he also did it? What is it? He also. Not he also. Hevel also. Hevel did it. Sounds like Hevel did not do it because he wanted to do it. He's a copycat. My mother did. I did. Okay. So you read the story of the Torah. Okay, story.
Zohar is very upset.
If you think, take it for granted, the story is in the Torah. Yeah. And the next story is Noah. Says the Torah, the way Hashem called Noah one day, told him, listen, for the next 120 years, you can be a carpenter. You're going to build a teva. You go to Turkey, get wood from there. And you're going to build a teva. Shem, your son, has a factory for nails. And you're going to be, I say lechat to go there. Don't hire workers, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, nothing. You got to lose yourself. Can you imagine? One man has to build a tremendous ark. By himself, 120 years is busy with it. 120 years of your life, can you imagine? And then I'm going to tell you, animals will come into the teva, but you have to go purchase food for all of them. Can you imagine? You're going to be in the teva for 1 year. Can you imagine how much food? Was the whole floor full of food? Can you imagine to all the creatures of the world? You know how much they eat. You know how much an elephant eats. How much water you have to store. There's no, you can open the window. And you don't have pipes over there. You. Atakach lecha mikol ma'achal asher yachel. Okay, so I did. Okay, now. Hashem said, Noach, you tzaddik. It's the only person in the world Hashem told in his face is a tzaddik. Okay. You do all this. Go inside the teva. Hashem is going to lock the teva. And 365 years, you're going to be a zookeeper. That's why Hashem loves you. That's why I'm tzaddik. Gemara says, Noah had no day, no night. Running from animal to animal, he and his children. I said, excuse me, that's how Hashem saved me? Well, she said, if Hashem wanted to save me and animals, Hashem put me in that stress, and Esther says, was no mabul. Hashem doesn't need advice from us. But it's something that Hashem gives him this compliment, he's a tzaddik. No one has got this compliment from Hashem ever. Nabi talks about other people, tzaddikim, okay. But somebody, can you imagine Hashem comes to somebody and says, you tzaddik, say, okay, fine. And says, what, I want to learn Shas. And then that tzaddik, I want to see, pray the kotel. He says, no. Now, the next 120 years, you're going to be competent. First, you go get, can I go to Home Depot? No, you can't. You have this special wood. I'd say go for it. It's only find it in Turkey because they're going to stop the water from coming in. Even if you're going to put tar, when you put tar, it's not enough. You need special wood. He says, so can I go to Lowe? No, I told you. You go over there. What do you want from my life? And Baruch Hashem, he comes out of the Teva. Again, there's a text. And all of a sudden, he drinks some wine and gets a little drunk. And then his son comes, does something to him. And he couldn't have any more children. So what happened? Noach, tzaddik, what happened to him? The Gemara says, Noach, he came out of the Teva, it was 601. He said, well, my children are big enough, too big, 100 years old. I need a little guy to help me out, to be my servant, Shamash. I would like to have another child, Shamash. He gets a drink some wine, and then the whole thing is over, finished. Now he can't have more children. Story at all. Says the Zohar like this. The word neshama is abbreviation. The nun is Noach. The shin is Shet. Adam HaRishon is third child. The name is Moshe. The hey is Hevel. All those four entities is the same person. What it means like this. Each one of those entities came to this world to do something. Very similar, almost the same. And until that thing will be fixed, they'll come again and again and again and again. That's called reincarnation, and so the person has this obligation. Comes the Gemara, let me explain to you how it goes. We start the word Neshama, and the person that is known is Noach. Noach is exactly what we said before. Gemara says, Noach did not pray for his generation. Can you imagine? Tzaddik, doesn't pray for his generation. What do you mean, don't pray for his generation? What do you mean, don't pray for his generation? No, he gave them lectures. He told them to do teshuvah. They came and asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm building an ark. In 120 years, going to be a flood. All of you are going to die. Okay, he says something in him. No, he doesn't say it in him. Why you don't say it in him? What's the secret behind it? By the way, if we jump, the Gemara tells us something very similar about Moshe. After Moshe was notified by Hashem he cannot go towards Israel after he hit the rock. Hashem said, you're not going to Israel, not you and Allah, forget about it. Okay? Then, next book by Tchanan, Moshe was praying to Hashem, please, Ebrana, Be'ere, I would like to go towards Israel. He says, excuse me, Moshe. What happened? You didn't pray right away when Hashem told you. A few months ago, Hashem told you that you're not going to Israel. And you start right away to heal him. He says, the same answer. Noach and Moshe, again, is the same neshama as well, says. The same so-called mistake. Noach doesn't pray for his generation. Moshe doesn't pray for himself. What's behind it, says the Gemara. Gemara says the answer, Gemara gives the answer. Moshe said, listen, Hashem said, I'm not going to Israel. Okay. It's not, I don't have to do it right now. When it comes to go to Israel, I'm going to pray to Hashem. On the first day in the army, I went to the army. So the things I saw over there, the office, the officer says over there on the wall, say, listen, Khayal, soldier, don't postpone anything for tomorrow if you have the chance to postpone it for the day after tomorrow. Delay. Take it easy. This, of course, was a joke, of course. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, that was his problem. If he would have said that's the language of the Gemara. If Moshe, when he heard that he cannot go to Israel, if he says, right away, say, Shalashil HaMa'alot, Pechal Moshe, Hashem would have canceled. Moshe said, it's not, I don't have to do it now. Let's postpone it. Noach was the same thing, the Gemara says. Lloyd Rabbeinu in the hall, in Davon. What do you mean in Davon? What do you mean in Davon? 120 is in Davon for your generation? No, we didn't know. What's the matter with Davon now? Hashem said Mabul will be 120 years. Okay. When Mabul will start, I'll say something to him. That's the problem in life. That's our problem. The opposite of that was Avraham Avinu. But before, it's the continuation of so-called the mistake Adam HaRishon took it easy and went to sleep. It's the continuation of Hevel, and he is also Simshama of Moshe. He did not decide to sacrifice just because he saw his brother, he's going to copycat. He says, why don't you say, okay, I won't do it. Not because I'm going to do it, also because my brother did it. Noach comes out to the table and says, I need a son. I want to have another child. So why want a child? I need a shamash. That's what you want, children? No. You don't want children to help you in your business. That's not what you bring children to this world. Hopefully he won't. Hopefully he'll be Rosh Hashiva. And if Chas Shalom, he's not going to become Rosh Hashiva. But he didn't bring him to this world because you want to be comfort. You won't have a child to help you. No. You're not getting more children. Forget about it. Opposite of all of them is Avraham Avinu. Says the Gemara, well, the world stands not Avraham Avinu. Says the Gemara, Hashem never had in mind but Avraham Avinu. So the Gemara says, so why Hashem did not create Avraham Avinu first? Hashem says, well, if I create Avraham Avinu first, then Chas Shalom is going to be a mistake. Nobody else would be able to fix the world. Agadol Sheva Anakim. Avraham Avinu the biggest. So what do you know about him? This and this and this. He must say, no. That's not what it is. Vayashkem Avraham Babuker. Torah tells us two things about Avraham Avinu. First, Hashem told him something about Hashem going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. The worst of the worst. Start to pray to Hashem. By the way, pray to Hashem. Not like Noach said, I don't have to pray right now, then later. Not only that, after he prayed, in the morning, and the whole thing started already, and then Sodom and Amorah burning, the Torah says, Avraham Avinu woke up early and went to the same place he prayed the night before. To tell you the power of Tumilah, the power of success early. Let Shulchan Aruch said by the first halacha, Ya'orer HaShachar. Hashem waits for a person to jump out of bed, so called to wake up in the morning. Because that is the corruption of this world. The world went down because Adam HaRishon took it easy, went to sleep. Moach, very easy. Abraham is the first one, Abraham is the father. Jews start from Avraham, they don't start from Noach. You know why? Because Avraham is running. The Gemara says Avraham ran in front of Hashem like a horse all his life. As well as Yaakov. Because that shows that you're on the path of Avraham Avinu, that got up early. בהגנת יצחק דגמרה הזה, זה אמר מנוגעת early, תהי יצחק, what's the rush? You're going to slaughter your son? Have him first breakfast. Take it easy. Hashem did not tell you, run. But I said, I'm going to woke up early, take Yitzchak to the Akedah. What's the rush? Have some more time with your wife, with your son. Soon I can have a son, only son. Hashem told me something. Odev Tzedakah v'chesed Shlomo says, you want a good life, long life. Chase to do Tzedakah. Chase to do kindness. Chase to know Hashem. By chasing is not just showing that you have respect and honor to Hashem. It's how you correct the downfall of this world, which Adam HaRishon did not do. That's the whole power of this world. And he continued the Torah and told us, I want to tell you something else. Okay? There comes Yaakov Avinu. Torah again, story of the Torah. Yaakov Avinu came out of his father's house. From the yeshiva, he's going to Laban's house. Going to Laban's house, he goes to sleep. He says to Gemara, let me tell you something. The first thing is, I want to tell you now, that the last 14 years he didn't go to sleep. Not that he didn't go to sleep, he slept on a chair. The first time he went out to sleep, because he was in yeshiva before. Didn't go to sleep, didn't lay down in bed. Rabbi Yehuda Abu Chatzira told me, that Chodesh Elul, Selichot, he doesn't go to bed. He doesn't go to bed. Rabbi Elazar Abu Chatzira didn't go to bed. Still on the chair, fall asleep. Not going to bed. Yaakov is going to bed the first time after 14 years, okay? And it's a dream. So we read this story in the Torah. He gets up in the morning, he makes a promise. Neder. He says to Hashem, it's the first time he says in the Torah the word neder, promise. If you're going to be with me, I'm going to love and I'll come back. See this stone over here that I put around my hand, it's going to be a monument, and I'm going to pour on it, always give it a Mikdash. As long as I come back safe. Okay, fine. In the meantime, Torah tells us a few tragedies happened to Yaakov. First, Dinah was kidnapped by a goy. Then Rachel died. And then Yosef disappeared. Says the Gemara, Hashem told Yaakov, you know what happened to you? You delayed fulfilling the promise. Did you tell me 20 years ago? Will you come here? Not only that, Rivka sent Devorah to call Yaakov to come home. And when Devorah arrived, Yaakov said, I can't come home. I'm now making money now. Can't go home. Can't go home? No. I'm not going. Stay another 6 years. And then you see the Torah tells you what happened. Esav, what happened? Hashem tells Yaakov himself. You delayed. Why didn't you right away run towards Israel and go up to the monument, pour oil over there? Maybe wine as well. Taking it easy. Vayeshev Yaakov, next parasha. Yaakov decided to sit down and enjoy a little bit, whatever it means. You have to be on the run the whole life. As it says in Masechet, Anu Ratzim. As the Mishnah says, you are running the Olam Haba. You are running. Because that shows that you belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there the Gemara says it's the first step in order for a person to Ruach HaKodesh, in order for a person to reach the level Hashem wants him to reach, that's it, finish. Don't do anything else. You don't do this, nothing. And go back to our parasha. First thing, and the last thing in the Torah is Neder. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go collect all the presidents of the tribes, tell them the concept of Neder. That's the last mitzvah in this two parashiyot, the last mitzvah in the Torah, so called Mevilna, Torah ends now. What do you know? Neder. What's so neder? Why? Rings the bell. Remember? Neder. You do a neder, you must fulfill it, and quickly. Because Yaakov Avinu had tragedy in his life, because he did not rush to fulfill the promise. It means We go back to Sefer Bereshit, to the, so we may say, the taking easy life, like Adam HaRishon, that caused Hevel, caused Noach, caused Yaakov Avinu. I said Yaakov Avinu was so-called, Bechir Avot is the top line. Fell in the trap. Fell in the trap. Fell in the trap. Mal says Yaakov Avinu is something very similar to Adam HaRishon. I said, what happened to you? That will happen to you. Okay. Comes Hashem to Moshe and says, okay, Moshe, after Nedarim, go to them Israel. I want you to go take revenge from the Midianim. Moshe comes to Israel and says, the language he says, Echal to meet him. Please, you quickly get to the wall. I have to die after that. I have to die after that. Because if you do it quickly now, it means you're going to fix so-called Noah and Hevel and myself, that I will do it. If I will do it, it means I'm going to fix my neshama. Says the Gemara, I want to tell you something. How important is this? That's a very nice lecture. What's behind it? Comes the Gemara and says, I want to remind you something else. After we came out of Egypt, Amalek arrives. Amalek arrived. Moshe told Yeshua, go drop some people. Tomorrow morning, attack Amalek. Torah says, Yeshua took some people, going to attack Amalek. I got to attack Amalek. The Torah describes Moshe's situation. Moshe raised his hands, sprang to Hashem. Got very tired. Torah says they had to bring a stone to Moshe, excuse me, to sit down and pray to Hashem. Says, so you read the Torah? Okay, story again. Says the Gemara, what's behind it that Moshe cannot hold his hands up and he needs to have a seat all of a sudden? Torah describes Moshe's health, bill of health, like a youngster before he died, they died. He jumped all the steps of Har Nebo in one shot. Very strong person. Was in Shemayim for 40 days, didn't have to eat. What happened over here that you had to sit down on a stone while the war taking place? What says, you know why? So called, Moshe was a little lazy. Moshe, why did you appoint Yeshua to go attack Amalek tomorrow? Why did you jump right now and get the people and run and kill them Amalek? The same thing over here. Hashem says, Moshe, I'm a little upset at you. He said, why? What happened 2 weeks ago? With Am Israel, they married non-Jewish girls. You didn't do nothing? At the golden calf, you jumped. You said, who is before Hashem? Come with me. And now what happened? He took it easy. He took it easy. Oh, that's why Pinchas came into the picture. Because he took it easy. That's exactly the same episode that happened in Mechemet Amalek. Okay. Now, it's Mechemet Midian. Listen, Moshe. Tell them, go take the revenge. Moshe comes and says, quickly. Do it quickly. Hashem said, if you do it right, then you get right. It means if you fulfill your correction, your promise to your neshama, what you got to do. That's how important is to do mitzvot quickly. And as the Gemara says, the Torah tells us, before we came out of Egypt, Hashem said, okay, we're leaving in the morning, okay, fine. The Torah says, sacrifice Korban Pesach and eat it fast. V'achaltem oto b'chipazon. Fast! So what's fast? I have the whole night. Moshe told him, you cannot leave until the morning. So why you have to read fast? Take it and sit down on the table 2 or 3 hours, chatting, talking. Oh, what's wrong? You have no time to waste. You have to be on the run the whole time. Here's the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before we come out of Egypt. It says, you're not sitting at the table and talking and eating and eating and eating. 1, 2, 3, back to the Gemara. Do mitzvot. Comes to us and says, okay, I tell you the last episode happened. Son of God and Reuben come to Moshe. I said, Moshe, we're not going to Israel. I said, you're not going to Israel? No. Here's a lot of guests over here with cattle. We're not going. Okay, fine. They come forward to Moshe. He says, Mr. Moshe, let me explain to you something. We voluntarily, even though we're not going to Israel, we don't have to do it. But we're going to be the Marines. We're going to go in the front of Israel. We're going to run. And we're going to kill everybody. And then we're going to stay, make sure everybody get his territory, then we go back. But the emphasis, they're going to be in the front. The emphasis, they're going to do it. Halutzim. Pashas. We didn't do it. But she said, if you do this, doesn't matter anymore. Yes, Israel, no Israel. If you get this habit of quickly, you fix the original problem that we had in this world. And it actually, the Gemara says, two times for Mashiach. One time for Mashiach is a date that only Yaakov Avinu and Daniel know. It's final date of Mashiach. But it's any date can be Mashiach can come. It's called Achishena. Kol Dodi, and this is about Medarega Le'arim Kepesach. Hashem will jump. Hashem will jump. Pesach. It means Pesach. What's Pesach? Hashem jumped. I mean, Hashem jumped. What does it mean? What's the message? It's in our hands. If we get up early in the morning, I say, what's important about it? Well, maybe it's illusion. Says the Gemara, no. Bilam, in his prophecy, before he speaks about Mashiach, he says, I cannot curse them. So you know why? Because they get up very early. And they put tefillin in his seat. And they grab mitzvot. So Bilam repeats it twice in his brachot, in two times that he was about to curse us. He said, I can't curse them. They jump like a lion. They come to Beit Knesset. And says, as early as possible to do mitzvah, says the Gemara, do mitzvah, don't postpone mitzvah. Because it's a continuation of the laziness of Adam HaRishon. And this is David HaMelech repeats in Halev, what we say twice, I will fulfill my promise. I fulfill my promise. Because he showed us up. So what is he saying? And he says, this was a message for us, how much Hashem expects from us to be on time, ahead of time. To run to do mitzvah. To run to the Knesset. That's how Hashem wants us to fulfill our obligation for this world. As I say, in those 3 weeks now before, and it says, you know, certain things happen in the history because of laziness. So the Gemara, Maseret Megillah, put a pasuk in Mishle. Somebody's going to ask you, what happened in Purim? Well, Haman came. What happened? You went to the party. Okay. The Gemara says, it's not true. No. Went to the party is the second thing that happened. What's the first thing that happened? Ba'atzaltai mimacha mekare. Sentence in Mishle. With laziness, Hashem, chas v'shalom, becomes like a poor entity. If you don't study, you don't learn, eventually you're going to waste your time. You're going to waste your life. You're going to go to the party of Achashverosh. So the party of Achashverosh is secondary. You know I went to the party? Because you did not want to learn Torah. Took it easy. Mordechai is going to save us by making yeshiva and drafting 22,000 children. It's not the school of the Torah. The school that stayed up the 3 days with every night and learned to correct so-called the sin that he did not learn before. And the laziness, says the Gemara, that caused the whole Purim. So the whole Purim is a celebrate Purim. What happened to Purim? Young Haman. Listen, Purim is because Haman came, it's true. But you know Haman came? Yeah, because we went to the party. No. You know why I went to the party? Because he didn't learn. Because he wasted your life. Hanukkah, the Gemara says the same exactly. Hanukkah came. What happened? The Greeks came. You know why the Greeks came? Because he didn't study Torah. You know why the Greeks came? Because the Kohanim took it easy in Beit HaMikdash, they didn't come to work. The Gemara. The Bach brings it. So you celebrate two holidays. Well, the Gemara says, Pesach is the same thing. Pesach is the same thing. Moshe comes to Paro and asks him, listen, can you lift some restriction? Paro says, lazy people. It's not as nice to write to us. The dialogue between Paro, Arasha, and Moshe Rabbeinu. And what Paro said, it's very valid. You took it easy. Shavuot, the same thing. Hashem is going to give us the Torah. Moshe had to come and wake us up. We took a nap. Tomorrow morning you have Hashem appointment with Kadosh Baruch Hu. What happened? Where are you people? Sleeping. This is our custom to be up in Lent of Shavuot. One of the reasons is to correct that taking it easy. Shavuot also. You went to sleep. Why do you go to sleep? Tomorrow morning Hashem is coming. So Moshe to come and wake all of a sudden screaming, Hashem is here already. What happened to you? This is the queen of the world. Nobody is bad. But the person has to know his task on this world is to get up early and grab the mitzvot and learn the Torah. And Bezot Hashem tomorrow morning we'll be in Yerushalayim.
Amen. Amen.